and gentlemen, thank you for joining us for tonight's Comic Book Club. And now, your hosts, Mila Page, Justin Tyler, and Alex Alvin!
That's great. I pre-programmed the lights to shine only on me.
Yeah. Are you trying to adjust them right now, or are they just going up and down?
No, that is just
this happened. Is don't worry. All right, let's take this again. Let's go back to
up there. That's how it's not here. Is this better? Is this better?
Yeah,
looks better.
Wow, people said yes.
Yeah.
Always keep it like shiny. That old font.
Who are you?
It's a good start.
Anybody
good start
new to the show? Anybody new to the show tonight?
Besides,
yeah. Welcome, new people.
Great. Where are you guys from?
International.
All over the world.
All over the world?
Yeah.
Actually, I was in all over the world recently.
Yeah. All over the world people, am I right? The great
what's
people.
The deal with all the world?
So,
well, thanks for coming.
Yeah, thank you.
Sorry about all that airfare to get here.
What did you guys do this weekend? What
I saw Scott Pilgrim for the second time.
Yeah.
Hasn't seen it yet is an idiot.
Yeah,
is not supporting our culture.
Yeah,
geek culture.
There you go.
I'm sorry.
And if they have an excuse like, "Oh, my baby's teething," then they're even stupid.
So I didn't get to see Scott Pilgrim this week.
Oh,
your baby's gonna have teeth for the rest of his life.
Yeah, her
and
life.
Her. Huh?
Her life.
Your baby. Oh, it's. I'm not a father, so I don't know how to address.
Did you try to correct yourself and say it?
No, I didn't.
Like,
in his defense, honestly, like my baby.
In
been,
its
like,
defense.
In its defense. No, in your defense. My baby's been, like, sitting in the corner for weeks, and I'm like, oh my God, I gotta play with her, and she's just gathering dust. You know,
oh,
right?
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Like a video game system.
Oh.
Babies are very popular all over the world. Please don't insult them. I don't know.
No, I didn't get to see it at all, and I actually had a dream. This is gonna be, this is a great way of starting off. Sorry. But I had a dream on Saturday night. Thank you.
That was me.
It was your friend in the booth. Even he's turning on you.
Where I was so excited because I'd seen it four times over the weekend. I was like, oh man, I really went out there.
What a dream.
Really smart movie. In the dream, came out, talked to a friend of mine, and they're like, hey, did you see Scott Pilgrim? And I was like, yeah, wait, there's no way I could have seen it four times. Oh man, I only saw it once. I only saw it once in this dream. And then he was like, oh, that's a real bummer. And then I woke up and I realized I saw it no times.
Sucks for you.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah, twice!
Speaking of great, we have an amazing show for you guys. I'm very excited about the guests that we have here tonight. So let's welcome out, ladies and gentlemen, Mike Carmelango and Fred Valenti. Because I was so glad we're going to chat with you first.
Sure. Ooh,
wow.
Good show.
So, Mike, who are you?
Nice.
No, so,
Mike's Mike. Yep. Thanks for having me on, guys.
No problem.
Big fan of the show. I've been in those seats many times.
Oh, nice.
How long did the other side?
Yeah. It came once.
How were they? Really good.
They were really good. Yeah, it was back there. I tried to submit a question, but you guys ran out of time.
Oh, yeah, whatever. What was your question?
Something about what Justin was wearing. I don't know.
Yeah, a lot of people are probably putting in Boy Scout questions.
Nice. So you're a comedian. You do improv. You do sketch comedy. But what geeky things were you into, like, when you were a kid?
Oh, when I was a kid, I was like, not anymore.
Yeah, you're totally
cool now.
Comics for nerds.
Yeah,
it's a comic book show.
We used to have growing up. We used to. There's a garage where my friend lived, and we called it the clubhouse. for far too long. We were into high school. And we would play at the clubhouse, and we would light fires. Is that geeky, or is that...
No, no, yeah. You're a criminal.
Yes. but no, and we would set up a bike, little jump in the backyard, because he had this kind of like little ditch that was going through the backyard. It was a
stuff coming out of here.
That's the opposite.
Yeah, you know what a geek is?
Yeah.
It's kind of cute that you think that's geeky.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it wasn't like all the cool kids were there. It was like four of us. Like,
dude, you were starting fires inside.
Yeah.
But, and then you were doing friends.
And then you were riding bikes and doing physical activity.
And you used to do like real geeky things like have sex. And
yeah. And then all these models came over to my house. And I thought, yeah, it was pretty wild. I told that to my parents when I was a little older. I said, that's what we used to do at that kid's house. And, they're just like, what's wrong with you? Because that was the house everyone would go to.
They're a geek.
Yeah, they called you a nerd.
Yeah, we're like, let's go do that geek stuff on Friday. And
then
Juju would come. Yeah.
And then Juju.
Yeah. Now, you, we were talking a little bit backstage. Only real, you haven't read a whole lot of comics, but you used to read. Whoa. I just threw you on.
Hey, don't turn on him yet. The world is turned on.
I thought you used to read Superman comics.
Well, yeah, I love Superman, and, you know, I had an S shirt. That's pretty cool.
You're really connected.
I wore that when I was lighting fires. That's pretty geeky. Yeah. Because I wasn't Superman.
If you want, there's a scene right back.
We've never demoted a guest. We'll do it.
I said, are you sure you want me to come on? They said, yeah, it'll be fun. And then now they just set me up to make me look good.
Yeah. Well, occasionally we bring a jock on the show. So in your face,
have you sweated all the section we like to call Avengers.
Yeah. Ends up hospital.
So Mike, thank you for coming on the show.
You may leave.
Fred, let's chat with you. Fred Vanetti, thank you for coming back to the show. We really appreciate it. So you have a bunch of stuff going on. First things first, tomorrow you have a series, Shadowland Power Man.
Yes.
Coming out. Is that the correct title?
That is. After about 17 changes, that's what they find to be.
So tell us about the series.
Well, Power Man takes place as part of the Shadowland event, which is where Daredevil's taken over Hell's Kitchen and is running the Hand, which is the big ninja group in the Marvel Universe. And they sort of banned all heroes in their territory, but one rises, a new character we've never seen before, this character, Power Man, who's inherited the title from a former superhero who's now simply known by Luke Cage. And when Power Man punches stuff, they blow up. It blows up, which I think is a great superpower.
Yeah.
And he's a hero for hire. You know, he's on Craigslist and hiring himself out to.
He's
on Craigslist.
Wow, man.
So I guess jobs and
hookups.
That's
easy. That's extra.
Often in comics, you don't actually use the names of things. You know, MySpace is like MyFace.
Right.
Very smart.
Creative.
Thank you. Are you allowed to call it Craigslist?
Hope so, because the book comes out tomorrow. So if we're not, if we're not, I was never here.
In my experience with Craigslist, he's not too hard on people who sort of break the law.
Yeah, that's right.
In your experience?
Yeah.
You let you get a lot of illegal shit like Craigslist then?
I posted a lot of pictures on there. You'll find it.
As a masseuse.
Masseuse for hire.
The other thing that was announced, actually, I think yesterday, was Dead Avengers.
Yes.
So tell us about that.
Dead Avengers is part of the Chaos War event. I swear not everything I write is involved in some event, but these two things are. Dead Avengers is what it sounds like. Dead Avengers form their own hero team. Because the result of Chaos War, the afterlives are all destroyed, and so everyone who's dead comes back. And I mean
everybody.
Grandma, everybody.
No.
Spot, everybody.
I have a quick question. What happens when we die?
Nothing. You mean if a meteor falls on the show right now?
Yeah.
Well, gosh. Justin, that would involve one of my comics called Action Philosophers, but I'm not sure we have time for that tonight.
Yeah. You know, I try to
actionphilosophers.com.
I try to ask a tough question. You turn around.
real quick, if Marvel has to do a project that has something to do with people being dead,
right,
do they just immediately go to you? Is that Medium Marvel Zombies. Yeah, now you're doing the Dead
Avenger. Exactly. I'm the dead guy. You know, I have cornered
well,
the market.
You do it well.
And I will, you know.
Now, how do you research that?
Well, that goes back right back to doesn't it? You know, does Wikipedia count? Is that like a shallow answer?
Yep.
For profound, you know, when
shallow.
You're looking up Dr. Druid, you know, yeah. Where else are you going to go, really?
Right. I don't know, talk to his parents, I guess.
Yeah. You know.
Don't ask Mike.
No.
I get a bell in the closet.
You were teasing this for a while,
yes.
The Dead Avenger series, on Twitter.
Well, I teased it once.
Okay.
A lot. No, once.
I think
lot.
Once is a lot.
That counts as a lot?
Yeah.
He has only one.
Okay. I teased early on because I got the cover and I was really thrilled to see it. And it just seemed to me that it was a cool way to promote the book. A safe way, for lack of a better word, to promote the book. Safe in the sense that it was just vague enough that it got people talking, but it wasn't specific enough that it actually revealed specifically what it was, which would have brought the Iron Hammer of Disney or Marvel down on my head.
First of all, did anybody guess what it was on Twitter?
Not initially. I saw a couple places, but by that point, like, I literally got suggestions like Ranch Bacon Avengers, which was hands down my favorite. That was what
Ranch
the title
Bacon?
Was going to be. Yeah, well, I asked people what the title was to guess what adjective would go in front of Avengers. My God,
two of my favorite really? Things together.
Ranch Avenging Bacon. Avengers was another one that I liked.
just Ranch Bacon, not
yeah.
Avengers.
No.
Okay.
So you should write a title called Ranch Bacon. If you don't
I desperately.
That'd be a great name for a Western hero.
Ranch Bacon. Ranch Bacon.
Well. But this is my arch enemy, Ranch Bacon, the fattiest gun in the world.
Who's the good guy in this scenario?
I don't know.
Diet salad.
Diet salad. Diet salad.
Yeah, when I think of fat, I think of salad.
Well, I'm saying the
opposite. He's the nemesis. Old diet.
Let's
salad.
Keep talking about this.
Yeah.
Actually, I think what we should do is move to our next section, which we like to call the stack.
All right.
Superman 702 is the first thing that we are going to talk about.
I read that.
All right, so what did you think of this issue?
Oh, it's great. I like it. It's some cool things in here. Really a lot of current themes. Superman makes a joke about how it's the wrong time to be an illegal immigrant. That was a funny joke.
Careful, we have a people from all over the world.
Superman said it.
Must be right.
Superman lit the fire.
For those of you who haven't been reading it, Superman is currently walking across America. Somebody slapped him and said, "Hey, you're a jerk. Why don't you pay attention to little people?" So he's like, "You know what? I'm going to walk across America."
Yep.
Walking the earth.
And now he's in Detroit.
Yeah, he challenges some troubled teams to a basketball
That's
game.
The best part of the beginning. On basketball. So good.
Classic. What was funny was at first they were like, "No, you can't play." I was like, you're going to say no to Superman?
And then they say the only
Superman
thing you
can't
do
jump.
Is you can't fly. They say no flying. Like, he's not quick. Like, he doesn't have a quick first
So he immediately fries all of them with his heat vision.
And he's done. What? He's like, you were jocks.
Yeah. Big victory.
Yeah. What do you guys think about this?
Well, it's kind of hysterical and awesome at the same time. I mean, Superman walking the earth trying to, you know, he's like knocking on houses like, "Hey, you just want to stick my head in, see how everybody was doing in here? You're a robot! Good thing I stopped by!" And then he, like, kills the family. And then he's like, "Hey, guys, don't forget to tend to your lawn, okay?" And then he just kind of walks down the street. It's like, wow, this is really...
Great summary.
Yeah.
That's good. You only skipped, like, 30 pages.
Yeah, clearly that really resonated.
Yeah.
It's a little bit like Superman. It's very, like, he's sort of Christy in this. And I think it's really... He's sort of condescending to everyone he meets. And there's this old man who's guarding abandoned factories. And it's like, the economy's down. He's like, "Superman, the only thing I want to do is fly." And then Superman lifts him up, puts him down, and he immediately falls over... With like lung cancer, which I doesn't really. It's not
Superman flew him into a microwave.
Yeah, and then the guy's like, "Oh, now I'm really flying," and then he like dies. So then Superman brings him to this robot alien, and it's just a mess.
Remember his name?
No,
Charlie. Screw it up.
He totally busted you on that.
You got me.
Ooh. You made me read this song?
No.
Nice. All right. Did you say pick this up?
It's not very good. No.
Cool.
All right, let's move on. Talk about the, well, we were having a little debate about the pronunciation of this. The Thanos imperative, number 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanos.
See, that's, I said it was Thanos.
I said Thanos.
You're an idiot.
So how do you pronounce the leader of the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants name?
Magneto.
There's more letters who insist on pronouncing it Magneto.
See, that's the way the
that's
word
very,
is.
Very funny.
Magneto. God, dorks.
Yeah, how do you pronounce the guy with the webs? Who shoots the webs?
Spider-Man.
That's correct. There's another big cosmic war happening in the Marvel Universe. What do you guys think about this?
Pete's answer is confusing, right?
Right, yeah, this is really confusing. I mean, there's so many different people talking and so many words. And then
if you read them in order, they make perfect
sense. It's so hard. It's like I gotta go box by box. It's like, what did I pick up, a library book? What the hell? Where's the action?
You'd kill me if I said that.
And then,
yeah,
it's true. And then the guy who talks the least dies, and you're like, fuck, I like that guy. Really,
I have a really good book you should read. It's called The Cheeseburger.
Oh.
I'm sorry. No, my point was there's not a lot of words.
He gets down to the lettuce and he's like, boring. I will say, this is confusing. There are 100 different people. There's a parallel universe which.
And then his helmet's talking. And it's like, what?
Yeah. I don't
know. Fred, let's talk to you. You're actually in the midst of arranging a cosmic event. Right?
Yes.
So what goes into that?
A lot of meetings. Mm-hmm. A lot of meetings. A lot of talking to creators, and particularly if you're like me and Greg Pak, who are co-writing the main book of Chaos War, a lot of reading other writers' plots and outlines, mm-hmm. and giving them feedback and talking to the editors, and it's a lot of work.
So generally, Pete's nightmare.
A lot of words, yes, exactly. A lot of people talking, both in real life and in the comics.
Barely anything.
Is it tough because if you have like a great storyline for a certain character, somebody else is doing something with that character, it's a little bit of like, hey, I'll give you this guy on this day if you take this guy.
Exactly, yeah. Well, Chaos War is kind of a contained event time-wise, so it's actually kind of easy to let creators like Jan Kamatis go off and do their thing, and guys like Michael Amon-Oming to go off and do their thing, which they're going to be doing. And Jim McCann's Alpha Flight project was just announced today. And there, I'm just typing stuff again.
Yeah,
I can't help myself. And they're rolling them out. They're rolling them all out this week. It's just Chaos Week at Marvel. So their Dead Avengers is on Monday, and then Alpha Flight was today. And then I actually don't know what they're doing tomorrow, but there's lots more to come. And it's all awesome.
The hype machine is shut down.
After that,
no, you shut down.
Send an order.
This got really sad, you guys. Let's move on. Let's talk about something else. Let's talk about Green Lantern Emerald Warriors, #1, kicking off a new series. This is following Guy Gardner, who is the angriest of the Green Lanterns, as he gets angry all over the universe. What do you guys think about this?
Well, so for those of you not reading this, Green Lantern, there are all these rings that shot around in different colors, and there was one that made you very angry, the red ring. And so they partner up one of the Green Lanterns with one of those red ones. So it's like a lethal weapon, essentially.
Sure.
Yeah, very much. Set in space.
Who's going to be too old for this shit is my question.
I think the woman with the bone wings.
Oh, okay.
Who spits blood?
Yeah. Well,
she's getting too old for this shit.
Her wings are definitely too old for this shit.
Yeah. So yeah, this is kind of crazy just because the main character is kind of a douchebag, so it's a little bit of like watching someone you didn't like in high school fly around space.
Hold on, just one second.
Yeah.
Is that you're jealous of him?
Well, he's got a cool bike, and he can ride around in space, and you know, he's good at baseball.
Yeah.
Sadness.
Pete,
I'll
play catch with you.
Don't break my heart.
This is a big twist. You guys probably know this. Boothman is Pete's dad.
Yeah.
Where have you been?
In the booth.
Raised in a booth.
Cool.
I don't know. It's sort of, at the end, there's like a guy with a flame sword. And it's, you don't ever know who he is.
I can't imagine if you haven't reading every title in the DC Universe in the past year, you would have any clue to what was going on here, Mike.
No, I didn't get through this one. Comics like Dolph Lundgren.
Great observation.
Nice.
It's like, how can you say his last name, by the way? Because I just kind of...
Making it Lundgren?
Oh, Lundgren. Lundgren. Lundgren.
Yeah. I think it's Swedish.
He's never
he's expendable.
Yeah. Nice.
Great movie, by the way.
No, really?
Yeah.
You saw that?
Yeah, it was good.
The Expendables.
Yeah.
Seriously?
I don't think so.
Seriously?
Pete has very, very bad taste.
Come on, talk about X-Men number 2, following the Curse of the Mutants storyline as the X-Men fight vampires.
Lived.
Yes.
You love this shit.
The old trying to get it going.
You've been enjoying this. What have you been enjoying?
Yeah, why are you liking this so much?
Well,
that's a different way than I asked it, but right.
Why are you liking this so much? I like, it's sort of, while I like all the stuff going on in the regular X books, this is nice. You don't have to worry about all the, like, continuity on, like, oh, everything's depressing.
You're like, I want my X-Men all twilighted out.
No, I don't want
it. Why do that?
I don't read Twilight, so I'm not, like, sick of vampires. In this, it's nice. I don't know.
Nice.
It's nice.
Yes. Yes. It's nice.
You like Jubilee getting bitten on the neck?
Yeah.
That's
it's
nice.
It's nice. It's sexy. It's great. It's all great.
Sexy.
It's happening. Yeah, vampires are, it's a sexual metaphor.
For what? I thought they were a metaphor for disease.
Interesting.
I thought it was a metaphor for you have to come home at night. You know, otherwise, if you're in...
It's not a metaphor. It's maybe a lesser one.
You shouldn't say that.
Pete, you finished Twilight. What'd you think? I gotta go home. Gotta get to bed.
What'd you guys think about this book?
I like what Justin said, sexy and dark. Right here.
Just like Justin.
Hey, don't fold it over.
Yeah,
don't fold it over.
It's fine, it's fine.
Oh shit, now they've turned on me.
I asked Justin for a list of rules of things not to do, and he didn't.
He probably didn't say that.
I purposely didn't tell you that. So I say pick it up.
There we go. Let's move on. Talk about Morning Glories, number 1 from Image Comics. Maybe the less said about this, the better. Just because there's a couple
of...
That's not an order.
Mike liked this a lot.
I like this a lot.
Oh, yeah. It was a little different. It was a little racy, you know? in the beginning, did you read this?
Yeah. We all read it, yeah.
Oh, sure.
I'm sure.
No, we just made you read
it. We said that. Yeah. This is your portion of the show. Please, tell us.
No, I like the beginning, the middle, and the end, which is...
Great. It's nice not giving it away.
There's a lot, you know, there's action, but then there's, you know, some ha-ha lines and funny stuff.
Also known as jokes.
I had a lot of experience with that.
Yeah. I'm trying to start a thing with ha-ha lines, yeah. Nobody ha-ha tonight. That's what I said tonight.
I guess we can talk. What'd you guys think about this issue?
This boils down to...
He said it all. I don't know what more you want
to do. It boils down to evil high school.
Pretty much.
Which, little teen angst. You gotta love it.
Yeah, everyone's on a bike in space in this book.
Metaphorically.
Metaphorically. If I may.
You lost. All right.
Basically, a bunch of kids find themselves at a high school that may or may not be what it seems, and in fact, it is definitely not what it seems.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, there you go. And most of them are probably going to die in horribly violent ways. There's a bunch of fun surprises in here, certainly things that I was not expecting, especially from the cover. It seems like, oh, it's sort of Breakfast Club-y, but it's not at all.
So
much
you,
closer to
then, why did you buy this, may I ask? Because you were like, oh, Breakfast Club.
Yeah, love that movie. Good movie. All
right.
No, I'd seen a lot of ads for it. I had, are you pointing at apples? I'm a big fan of apples.
No, this girl caught my eye. She's very...
Britney Spears.
Yeah, there you go.
Young?
No, I was saying...
There's a girl.
Now you're literally asking for it.
High school.
You pointed at the high school girl. We're like, yes. I want this. What I say?
You know that's not a menu, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, very original.
It's a great book. It's actually scary. Not a lot of comic books are actually scary.
Yeah, so I'm really looking forward to where it goes on the second issue.
In the future.
Speaking of second issues, let's talk about X-Force Sex and Violence number 2.
Here.
Now, Pete, you've been, I think, very...
Sex and Violence.
What? Yeah. This title is right up your alley.
Well, 50%.
Yeah, sure.
Which one?
I don't know how sex works, but I am a fan of violence.
not a surprise. Most people who don't get the first one love the second.
Maybe
seriously, I think Domino and Wolverine are a very cute couple. I would say very adorable. The it couple of the Marvel Universe, if you will.
They are.
And...
The reason I turned to you, Pete, is for the main X-Force series, I think Justin and I both really liked it a lot, found it to be very nuanced at the same time as it was over the top. You were upset because people were not cutting each other to ribbons all the time.
All the time, right.
Now, this is Sex and Violence. Do you finally feel fulfilled?
Yeah, yeah, except for the sex pages. What is that doing there?
Even these characters, Wolverine has to have sex. If there's a funny panel in here where... So they go, they're like solving some sort of crime mystery or whatever, and they kill everybody. And then they run off to a hotel room and have sex.
Sure.
And there's this... Yeah, yeah. And then there's this... The panel... it's a two-page sex scene, and the panel, Domino takes her shirt off. Wolverine's face is like... It makes it look like it's the first time he's ever like seen someone like snick
back. Maybe
he's 200 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's mainly had sex with Wolverines, right?
That's where you're going. Yeah, look at the bottom panels, though.
I think you're reading into that a little bit. Yeah.
Maybe she has, like, guns for nipples.
He does.
Whatever gets you going, man.
That's the only thing that gets me going. All right, last but not least, we're going to talk about Incredible Hulk number 611, tying up half of the World War Hulk's event.
Yeah.
What'd you guys think about this?
Well, should we go to you first?
Yeah, you cried when you read this.
What? Maybe I cried when I read this.
You did.
This is a great issue. This is excellent. Greg Pak's been working on a number of different themes with the Hulk over the past couple of years.
Man, that guy's a good writer.
Is that meant as an insult to him?
I think what Pete was trying to get at is he is the best writer on Incredible Hercules. Is that
no. Best? No.
It's how good could he have been, you know what I'm saying? Just wow. So good, but kept going.
Ah, nice. Really shooting back another round.
So this is the Hulk connecting with his son, Scar. Scar has sworn to kill the Hulk. The Hulk won't obviously let him kill him. And this is one of the things that I think is so great about this is that Greg did a wonderful job doing Planet Hulk. Then he did a wonderful job with World War Hulk. And this is basically saying, okay, then there was a bunch of stuff in the middle, but don't worry about that. Here's this last issue that's tying up everything that I dealt with in those previous two events. And he does it really beautifully and really in a very surprising and touching way towards the end.
Oh, it's very emotional.
Yeah, I think it's definitely my favorite, one of my favorite issues that has come out this week, if not this past week.
Yeah, it's very good. If only Pete and Boothman could connect in much the same way.
Yes, Dad.
Yeah, it's not happening.
Yeah, didn't you swear to kill Boothman?
I didn't. Yes.
Not going to follow up on that.
Well, now that he's here, I finally...
Yeah, what happens if I die? You know what happens? This happens.
I doubt the lights turn off if you die. The switch still has to be turned. It has to be so clearly...
My final breath.
You're going to turn the lights off? Yeah. Wow. The theme ends again. It's vengeance.
There you go. And that's it for the stat. Section, which is my favorite section because you guys make it up. It's your audience questions, and for that, we're going to bring out Boothman.
Boothman! All right. Applause for Boothman.
In case it hasn't been properly established, Boothman lives in the booth.
So we got some questions.
Good.
Great.
Grand.
Now that Nightwing has passed, which other X-Man should get
Nightcrawler?
Nightcrawler.
Oh, what did I say?
Nightwing.
Different.
Wrong!
let's just talk about Wingcrawler.
Yeah. Excuse me. Which other X-Man should get the X?
Oh.
Should get Kill. I think they mean
Kill. I wouldn't know.
But they mean like a patch.
I would say Emma Frost, just off the top of my head. Just
that's because you don't understand sex.
Wow, thank you. That's cheering.
That woman understands sex.
Go on the X-Men roster.
I don't know. I love all of them. I don't know.
Summers is annoying. I mean,
no, I like the way that one character who I don't think they should have brought back is Colossus.
What?
I liked, it was, I don't know, I liked, I've always seen that as cheap when they run it.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
So that's it. Murder him. Go forth and murder him.
Yeah. I don't know, this is kind of a non-answer. I mean, I can certainly come up with something after this, but I don't understand killing off characters necessarily. I feel like...
Well, I guess you won't be reading the Death Avengers.
Oh!
That's well, bringing them back.
They're back.
That's the opposite of killing
them. All right.
Touché.
There you go.
So you like to bring them back, though.
I'm fine with that, because I think, you know, you kill off a character, then this is the most obvious thing I can say, but there's nothing you can do with that character again. It means there's always... It's amazing. I don't know. I just feel like there's always something you can do with a character. There's always ways of getting rid of them rather than killing them. That's what
like sending them to another part of the world.
Exactly.
I'm really connecting with our audience. These guys, many of them don't speak English.
To answer, is Stacy X still alive?
Technically, yes.
Yeah, she was the mutant who had the power of prostitution.
And you want to kill her?
She could put pheromones
out. She's a giver.
That made people want to have sex with her.
No.
So she's a natural prostitute.
Yeah, I guess I'm not saying I want to kill her.
You want to kill a prostitute. Oh, you're confessing to already having her.
Confessing or not confessing. I'm just saying that...
I guess we'll have to take it to the courts.
Well, if it's illegal to kill prostitutes...
It's not. Don't worry.
He's representing himself. Keep those quotes around.
Fred, who on the X-Men would you like to see dead?
Oh, they're all wonderful. It's so hard to choose. To answer your question, the other question you had earlier, you know, the only reason really to kill a character is emotionally meaningful in the story. I actually felt bad. Greg Pak actually turned me on to X-Force, which is an amazing series that familiar and honored dead. And I actually felt really bad when Hugo Girl died. Like, that actually moved me quite a bit. So I guess there's someone who died and I thought it was really effective in the story.
Nice. Cool. And Mike?
Well, I'm going to have to agree with you. Why kill any of them?
Cheap.
You've seen the X-Men movies, right?
Sure, but, you know... I mean,
so you know some of the characters, so you don't have to avoid them.
No, I mean...
I know what I'm saying.
That's my show.
They're X-Men.
Kill Storm.
Okay.
Storm.
You know what? I agree. I don't like Storm either.
What?
I feel like she's just been... And Halle Berry ruined the...
That's true.
She comes over to the house.
Yeah,
Storm. Do you?
Yeah, she comes over and I read the comic and I stop to the storm lines and I point to Hallie. He says, "I control the wind," or whatever the storm says, and then I move on to the rest.
That's a really great arrangement for her.
I'll tell you what, it's expensive. But you know what? I feel like Storm. All she does is say like thunder, lightning, and then she flies off and marries Black Panther. Or whatever she does.
Every time she does that.
She doesn't do much.
Yeah. Richard, I've asked that. Pete is going to bring you some free comics. Let's get the next question.
Who is the Earth's mightiest editor?
Wow.
Yes, correct.
Yeah. Are you talking about comics editor?
I didn't write the question.
Who's the guy who edited There Will Be Blood? Because he did an amazing job.
He did great cuttings.
Yeah. Fred, who's your favorite editor that you work with?
Well, they're all my favorites, Alex. They're in the audience.
Ah, tactful.
But I would have to say Ralph Macchio, because he has survived innumerable editorial Marvel regimes, and he's still there when, you know, after the nuclear war.
You're talking about the Karate Kid?
And if you're going to make over Marvel, Ralph Macchio will still be a senior editor of Marvel. So
that's
Macchio. Ralph Macchio is without a doubt the mightiest editor.
Wow. That's Ralph Macchio, but it's the same guy.
No. Cool. Good. Raise your hand if you ask that. Pete is going to bring you some free comics. Let's get the next question.
How can the Green Hulk afford to buy clothes each time he rips out.
Rips out the clothes?
Which
color? Why is it different depending on which color it is?
Well, the green one is actually, the reason he's green is he's made of money. So he just kind of like peels his skin off a little bit and pays for it. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't write the comics.
Red Hulk's the trust fund baby. Yeah, what's the deal? Where does he get all these pants from?
Why are they always trust him?
Yeah. Big and tall purple warehouse where I get all my extra size purple pants. I don't know, where do you get yours?
My extra large pants?
Purple.
Specifically the purple ones? I have a tailor who dyes them for me. They're canvas.
You can't be bothered to find purple pants. You have to find other pants and have them dyed
purple. They're dyed purple.
There you go.
Purple's a very, it's the color of kings.
So you actually, you stain it with your own royal blood.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a prince of one of these countries.
Let's have a guess that Pete's going to bring you some more free comics. Let's do a lightning round.
Wait, if you can.
One's fast enough to that last question.
Oh.
Whoever asked it, raise your hand. You're going to get some free comics, whether you like it or not.
All right. Nice.
There you go.
All right, so
I think he's lying.
Doesn't matter. In the lightning round, best answer wins. So let's do this.
If you could have any superpower, which would it be?
Every week.
Yep. So let's have a variety of answers.
Yeah, Pete, superpower?
Punching somebody and then them exploding is awesome.
Hey, I want that one too.
Nice, good answer. Water skiing with one ski. It's hard. It's very difficult. I've tried it.
I'd love to have power to survive an exploding punch. That would be pretty cool.
That's very poor. That's some good force.
Being on the show, right?
I'd like to be able to freeze everybody. Kind of like the Zach Morris, but at the same time, you can go tag individual people and they under
improv.
Nice.
That's cool. So you'd like to be able to do improv.
Congratulations! Next question is books.
Yes. Next question.
Better artist, Bagley or Eminem, and why?
Oh, boy.
Jeez.
Bagley's very fast.
Yeah.
But it sometimes looked like he didn't spend enough time on it.
There's two totally different styles. I mean, Bagley is slightly less realistic. Actually, they're both... I don't know.
We need lightning answers here.
Yeah, lightning answers.
I don't know. Next question.
They're both great.
You don't
they
know?
They are both great. I don't know. I don't think I'm characterized.
I would say Imonen. Is that his name?
Pete?
I'm going to go with Imonen.
Great.
They're both great.
Yeah.
Real collision.
Gotta be bags.
Yes.
Gotta be bags. Why is Wonder Woman so fabulous?
Because she has a lasso of truth.
Yeah.
That's why.
The truth is nice.
And invisible jet.
And
I'm
jacket. And new black pants.
Oh, yeah. Jacket of high fashion. Yeah. Next question.
What is the true relationship between Batman and Robin? Father and son? No.
Currently, friends.
Next question. Is the Hulk single?
Good questions.
It's a weird one.
Which one?
Yeah.
I guess they both are.
Red Hulk and Green Hulk are dating each other.
One's widowed. Yeah.
Who is the scariest bad man?
Bad man?
That really sounds.
Whoever asked that question. Ranch Bacon.
Or he should be.
He will be.
That's the tagline.
Yeah.
Who is the scariest bad man?
Ranch Bacon.
Solid Avenger. Are you really Superman, Clark?
Wow.
That's
like
that's
actually here, please.
Somebody
We're
should
spinning out of reality with you.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, no.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Thanks for you ruined it.
Thanks for answering that question.
No problem.
If you had to invent a cheesecake / comic, what would be the plot and who would be the hero?
Oh, my God.
Wait, what? Cheesecake / comic?
Yeah, why is this so difficult? It's very clear.
Did you ask this question?
Yeah.
I'm going to say for the record, this might be the best question we've ever had.
That's two of my favorite things together in one. Cheesecake and a comic.
A comic and icing on the top, I guess, right?
Yeah, I guess it's like...
Wait. No, what are you doing?
It's a thing
about this. It's a cheesecake, but then dividing the slices are little parts of a comic.
Well, what's the plot?
Oh, no, 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 no.
Well, you have to finish eating the cheesecake to figure it out. Yeah.
No, Pete, it's clearly...
That's really complicated.
It's clearly one of two things. Either it's a comic that's printed on a cheesecake, or it's a cheesecake that, as you eat it, it invokes thoughts of a comic book.
Oh,
so it's some sort of magic cheesecake.
What's the plot?
What's no? That's not important.
That was the question. The question was what was the plot? It wasn't like how are we going to publish this. Both your theories are valid.
That's what I think is going on. Somebody in the audience is figuring out how to print comics on cheesecake, and it's like, oh, I'm
a really wise entrepreneur.
And they're like, I'm too lazy to come up with a story. Come up with a story for me. And we're like, come on, you just figured out how to print comics on a cheesecake. Write your own story. But anyway, the point is, there's this guy, Diet Salad Man, and he is
it's just
Diet Salad, and he's fighting Ranch Bacon, and they're fighting, but they're like, wait, we got to team up, and then they team up. And then they both die.
Ranch bacon salad.
Diet salad?
Dead.
It's the arch enemy of ranch bacon.
There's a salad with...
I'm just saying, to deliver these cheese comics, we're going to need a refrigerator truck. That's a good point. Save your money.
Let's be honest, I think the cheesecake is destroying the comic book industry. Last question.
Cheesecake's a dead medium for them.
The Iron Cheesecake. Who would win in a fight?
Yeah.
Batman or Superman?
Wow, a classic.
Yeah.
Batman.
The fans.
Batman.
Superman rips Batman's head off.
Yep, yeah. There I said it.
No, he's too good for that.
Batman's too smart.
Do you know what he'd probably do, Superman? Would
he's too smart to be the captain. Yeah. The slight bit of separation. He's thinking of the way out. He's calculating.
Yeah. It makes it tonight.
Mind over matter.
Nice. That's it for your audience question.
Yay!
Nice. We have our next section, which we like to call the Week in Geek. Of a disappointment at the box office. There was a much anticipated disappointing adaptation. Didn't do that well at the box office, so let's talk about that a little bit. Yeah. Of course, we're talking about Eat, Pray, Love. really, really disappointing, you guys. Here's my question for you. Obviously, this didn't do as well as expected. Is the novel adaptation dead?
Yeah,
that one.
It was
a memoir.
But.
Oh, okay. Well, is the memoir adaptation dead? I mean, I think one of the things is people were upset.
Reality.
Yeah, what?
People hate reality.
The people hate reality. They're not really interested in that sort of thing.
Yep. Obviously,
when you get a big name like that attached to it, sometimes people aren't into it as much.
Yeah, especially people have been getting very annoyed at the lead. I think recently.
Yeah, definitely. And a like special effects driven movie. Because all the gelato in this movie was CGI.
Yeah,
I don't know if you guys know that.
The thing, I read a lot of reviews, and people obviously thought it was incredibly visually inventive. Incredibly visually inventive.
Great music.
But the story, they just felt it was a little too hipster. That didn't really connect with people.
Yeah, truly. So let's talk about Scott Pilgrim.
Okay.
who saw Scott Pilgrim this weekend? You guys? Not on the plane?
Three.
No. Do you know what it is? No. Okay. They're lost. No, it's this movie.
I'm sorry. Were you guys looking for a little light music? That's
No, they're enjoying.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
If you haven't seen it, it's just sort of it's a movie based on a comic book, and it was supposed to be very good. It is very good, but
you saw it twice.
I saw it twice. It came in fifth this weekend.
Yeah, very.
So it's sort of a bummer, and it's. I don't know. I think it'll do better.
Yeah, well,
soul searching.
What do you guys think about this? My thing is, I heard that I went into it thinking, all right, this is just not going to do that well this weekend. It's a weird movie. It's a weird thing to connect with people. It doesn't really seem like anything else. People really like it a lot. Critics really like it a lot. But they haven't sold it in any way to people. I mean, how do you even get to sell it?
Yeah,
because you know it's kind of about video game culture. It's kind of about turning from 23 to 24, and that's
the year.
Pretty much it. Yeah, you know, just it's very small, micro, interesting things that no other movie is really about. And they sold it by having Michael Cera playing guitar facing away from the.
I think people hate Michael Cera.
He's okay.
I mean, I don't like him very much, but he's good in this movie.
He's great in all his movies.
No, he's the same in all of his movies.
But that's Jack Nicholson too.
That's,
you know,
Julia Roberts.
Same,
he's a young Jack Nicholson.
What?
That was a young Jack Nicholson.
Scott Pilgrim is kind of like his One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Maybe it's just a cuckoo.
Wow. Oh.
Profound.
I liked it.
Yeah. I hope it does well. It's a tough sell, but I really think that hopefully it will catch on, because it is such a great flick that hopefully people will see it and then tell other people, and it'll be a slow burn.
Well, I mean, here's my big question about it. A lot of people looked at the box office crew and said, "Oh, it was a good place," but is it actually disappointing?
No,
I don't think so. I mean,
it's a weird story. It came in fifth. How could it be bad?
It's a weird movie.
Because there are four other movies.
Exactly.
Are you following me? You know how numbers. Wait, what number is in first place?
Expendables.
Oh, no, I meant what number is it? It's still one?
Yeah, usually two or three, I think.
Oh, it goes 2, 1, 5.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it you know, it's disappointing if you paid for it and it doesn't at least make back its money.
Well, it'll definitely make back its money when it goes to other countries and all that.
DVD.
Yeah.
You think?
Blu-ray.
Yeah. No movie loses money anymore because...
Really? That's not true. That's
Honestly, if you check international release and everything, like, it's very, very rare for a movie to not make back the money.
Sure, but it's not never...
Well, but, like, it's movies that are, like, huge. Like, maybe Terminator Salvation. Maybe because the budget was so big and the movie did so well. Yeah. But, like, even movies like this where it's, like, $60 million, they'll make that back in all the different... Because it goes to so many markets. But it's just a bummer because that just means that a movie like this won't be made again in the near future.
Oh.
And this is a movie that, like, the pace is so new. It's a very fresh kind of movie, and it allows the audience to sort of jump into a heightened reality in, like, a fun world. And now it's going to set it back to, like, no, like, more grounding, more, like, normal situations where it's, like, a weird bar mitzvah. And it's, like, okay, that's, I mean, that's cool, but, like...
A weird bar mitzvah?
Well, everyone talks about, like, rites of passage movies, and that's, like, a big rite of passage, why I say. It could be anything.
But the twist is, it's weird.
Well,
but,
I mean, the way that pendulum keeps swinging back and forth. You know, when Inception came out and did amazingly well, I read plenty of articles, people were like, Hollywood now understands that original movies can make money.
Yeah.
Movies don't have to be based on comic books, or be sequels, or prequels, or remakes, or based on video games, or books, or memoirs, or...
Whoa.
Cheesecakes.
Uh-oh.
No.
Wait, no!
Sorry. It doesn't have to be. The cheesecake genre is still vibrant.
I dream of a day when I could be watching a trailer in a movie theater and it'll say, based on the cheesecake.
The bad news is you will keel over and die right then.
You probably should have put that in the trailer. Watch this movie and you will die.
Be the mage, the movie.
Other thing that we're going to talk about, another comic book movie that's coming out next year that's currently being cast, is X-Men First Class. And I don't know about you guys, but congratulations, we have all been cast in the movie.
Me too.
Yeah.
Every single last one
except
of us.
For Boothman.
Except for Boothman, yeah. Sorry. You shouldn't have been a bad father. I don't know.
They didn't catch any bad fathers in movies this year.
Now, X-Men First Class is a prequel to the first couple of X-Men movies, but it seems like every other day they're announcing another two or three actors that are in the movie. Recently it was Oliver Platt, Kevin Bacon, some other guy, and a third person.
Wow. I'm just glad Platt's out there working, you know?
Yeah.
He's good.
I'm glad.
He's playing a part called The Man in Black.
I'm glad third person gets a lot of work, too.
What?
The third person? I love his work.
Yeah. He was in The Other Guys.
What do you guys think about this? Are you worried at all that X-Men First Class is going to be bloated with new mutants?
No, I'm not worried about that. I predict no bloat in this movie.
Yeah?
Bloat-free.
Huh?
Bloat-free.
Yeah, bloat-free. I feel like, I mean, all these parts must be very small.
Yeah.
If Oliver Platt's character doesn't have a name,
when you cast an actor like Oliver Platt,
yeah, he was in Benny and June.
Yeah, he's in.
What could I say?
one hating on Oliver Platt. Funny Bones is a great movie.
No, he's
that
awesome.
Is a great movie. A great no movie. One else in this room has seen Funny Bones.
That's correct.
2010.
The Impossible?
2010?
2012.
You're trying out numbers right now.
No, I know.
You're saying numbers and seeing how they feel.
Yeah, any movie that has Kevin Bacon in it, I think I'm good to go.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
They're just trying to finish up the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
Everybody that's
this
ever
is
been,
it.
Been like, cool. Now we've injected everybody.
And now we can stop playing it in fucking cars. Because I'm sick of that.
Whoa!
If you're on a car trip with me, especially you guys over here, don't bring it up. I don't want to play.
What are you playing?
What do you do?
I talk or read.
You don't get car sick when you read?
No.
Wow.
I get healthier when I read. In here.
And that's it for the week. Guys, we are going to move on with our next section, which is trivia, and for that we turn it over to Mr. Pete LePage.
Mr. Pete LePage!
Man, is this is your possible gift card. I'll put that right here. What's your name, by the way?
David.
David, audience David.
Hi, David.
Yeah.
Okay. So how this works is I'm going to read you the question. You listen to all three possible answers. Go 3 for 3. Gift card yours. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Today's trivia, by the way, is on Dead Avengers.
Ooh.
What did you play in Michael?
Okay, here we go. Ready? It's not one of the Dead Avengers. Is it A, Death Cry, B, Vision, or C, Butts McGee? Cyrus. So you might want to go with
me. I'll try it.
Yeah! Obviously, Dead Robot. I knew you knew that one. Okay, here we go. Last one. Don't get cocky. Focus up. Which member of the Dead Avengers was the least missed when they died? Is it A, Dr. Druid? Because let's face it, it's time to pick. Swordsman, while he's French. I'm French, I can say that, it's cool.
You're not from France.
Your name translates to the page.
Fancy, that's a bit posh.
Pete, the page.
Or is it C, Tori Spelling?
What?
She's not dead. Some people wish she died.
Pete, you know that she died earlier today.
Yeah. Oh, too soon. So it's really, it comes down to do you hate douchebags or French people? That's the question. So it's either A or B.
Yeah.
$25, Sarah. Spend it all in one place.
So few trivia shows allow the contestant's opinion to affect. Most of them are like, it's A. And you're like, well, how are you feeling?
And might I add that Buzz McGee is one of those characters I just don't want to see them bring back.
Yeah, exactly. Let him rest in peace.
Like, you were upset when he died. Now, you don't want people to kill off characters, but...
It's like him and Uncle Ben, deadbeats, deadbeats.
There you go. They're playing for cheesy.
Guys, as we all know, tomorrow is New Comic Book Day. We recommend you go to Midtown Comics because they've been nice enough to sponsor the show. Pete, what are you looking forward to?
Totally blanked. I had one and I completely forgot.
Proof!
Lock
and key.
Are you just naming
hack slash. I'm naming. You go through. We have 4 answers. And you cycle
through. Capsule.
Yeah.
Oh!
That was your conscience. I'm looking forward to Ex Machina number 50.
Wrapping
up this series. Gonna be a great issue. All the questions. Pete, you're upstaging me a little bit right now.
Am I? Is that bothering you?
Hello, Buds McGee.
Oh, man.
It's gonna be great. You can see.
Oh,
yeah. Bulletproof coffin.
Great. That's just random words put together.
No! It's a great comic by image.
Sure.
I'm looking forward to a table chair audience member.
Great stuff.
Yeah. Avengers of the Infinity Gauntlet number one is coming out tomorrow. I've really been enjoying the stuff that they've been doing. We're recasting old events in a new light. I think it's very cool. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. Fred, what are you looking forward to?
Well, a guy I do a lot of comics with is named Ryan Dunleavy, and we do Action Philosophers and Comic Comics. And we have a brand new full color. Comic book comics story coming tomorrow, an anthology called Reading with Pictures that's for educators and kids to get more kids reading comics in their classrooms. And so it's me, it's a lot of it's Ryan, it's a lot of great talented all ages creators, and that's hitting tomorrow. And it, all proceeds, everyone donated their stories, all the proceeds go to Reading with Pictures, which is about educating educators about comics, which is based out of Chicago. They're great. Awesome. Organization.
Wow. Awesome. And you have Shadowland.
And I have Shadowland Power Man and Web of Spider-Man number 11.
Mike, what are you looking forward to?
Killapalooza.
Huh?
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
Yeah, what's going on? Can you give us a quick
I
want to read what this guy's at.
What's
going on, Killapalooza?
A guy goes to a concert, and there's a murderer on the loose. And, listen, I know you guys like me, and I appreciate it.
Because you go to another...
Justin said this was a different show, and I apologize.
You did great.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
That's great.
A couple of things before we go. You can check us out at youtube.com/comicbookclub. Also, next week on the show, we are going to have... What? Should we have a plug some stuff? Plug some stuff.
Oh, yeah. Go to my website. It's mikecamerlingo.com. If you really want to go, because you're probably not going to, ask me for the spelling outside.
Next week on the show, we are going to have Dan Hopper, who writes for the awesome bestweekever.tv.
Yeah.
So you can definitely check that out. A couple of people we want to thank before we go. We want to thank Fred for being on the show. Every Tuesday night at 8 p.m., please tell your friends. Good night!
Thanks, everyone!
Thanks, everybody.